it's not new in the sense this trend has been continuing. We did, for example, a report last year that pointed out that that Al-Qaeda increasingly has this whole group of loosely connected, in some cases, loosely connected affiliates. I guess this trend, though, it's more pronounced than it was. What's essentially happening is you're getting very few attacks from Al-Qaeda Central and lots of attacks from these other organizations that are one way or another linked to Al-Qaeda.
That's one of the things that most concern the intelligence officials that I speak to regularly. When you look at the fact that it's occurring at the same time that some very specific and significant global order changes are taking place in North Africa and the Middle East is very concerning to them. Do you get any sense of where this wave is in its development?
You've asked the question of the hour. We're better at describing the ends and the beginnings of the waves than the peaks. If we could figure out, when a wave was going to peak, we would certainly be a lot more effective. What's interesting about the past waves, I would say this, the one angle that we do tend to have is the waves don't look like EKGs. They're not bouncing up and down rapidly. Once they start, they go up, 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 and once they start going down, they tend to continue pretty much going down.
Have you arrived at any conclusion since you've been running this program that would give you some view as to where terrorism is going?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that, we now have enough data. We've got 42 years of data now. And one of the things that really strikes me about it in looking at the data over time, and quite a few of our analyses have supported this, is we're not really talking about one terrorist phenomenon over those 40 years. We're probably talking about two or three waves. Our data break very clearly into waves. So you had a wave back in the 1970s, which was mostly Marxist-Leninist, a lot of it in Latin America, mostly in Western Europe and a little bit in Latin America. Then the Latin American part grew in the 80s. There's a big wave in the 80s that really fell apart when the Soviet Union collapsed. And then there's a kind of a lull for a few years, and then you've got the rise of these sort of more jihadi-focused groups, which account for a big wave we're in right now.